In Rwanda, children can now be vaccinated against pneumococcal diseases. And as a result, health professionals say pneumonia infections have dropped. Francois Kanani is a nurse at a health center in Rwanda.
Ever since the introduction of this vaccination program, we have realized a decrease in cases. We can often have a whole month without a single case.
After vaccinating children in Rwanda and Gambia, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have selected 15 countries in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia to distribute the pneumonia vaccine. The World Health Organization estimates that 98% of the deaths from pneumonia occur in developing countries. Dr. Peter Hotez is the president of Sabin Vaccine Institute in Washington.
Now we're going to have this global assault to really whittle away at those 1.6 million deaths due to pneumonia. And I have a lot of optimism that that's going to make a big impact.
Dr. Hotez says children in poor countries are more likely to die from bacterial pneumonia.
One, they have no immunity to these infections because they've not been exposed to it previously. Second, they have difficulty clearing their airways in general. And third is the fact that you have these viral infections circulating around, which weakens these kids and makes them more susceptible to infection.
Pneumonia is the leading cause of death for children under 5. So health experts recommend that mothers breastfeed their babies as a way to bolster their immunity.
The child will have fever, cough, and what you'll see is the young child breathing very rapidly. You see what are called retractions in the chest. You see the muscles of the rib cage moving very aggressively. The child's trying to squeeze every bit of extra air into his or her lung, and so it's really devastating to watch.
Dr. Hotez says vaccines and antibiotics could dramatically reduce the number of child deaths from pneumonia. Some people mark World Pneumonia Day by wearing blue jeans as a sad reminder of the color of a child's lips as he gasps for air in an advanced stage of pneumonia. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.